This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Ukraine's foreign minister says the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant, the largest one in Europe, is on fire following a Russian attack. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
A spokesman for Europe's largest nuclear plant says the facility in southern Ukraine is on fire after Russia attacked the power station. A government official tells the Associated Press elevated levels of radiation are being detected near the site of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because the information has not yet been publicly released. The facility provides about 25% of Ukraine's power generation. A plant spokesman told Ukrainian television it is urgent to stop the fighting to put out the flames. I'm Mike Gracia.
The administration of U.S. President Joe Biden will grant temporary deportation relief and work permits to tens of thousands of Ukrainians who are already in the United States but unable to return to Ukraine due to the military conflict with Russia. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said Thursday the move will allow Ukrainians in the United States as of March 1st to remain and work legally for a period of 18 months. Biden assailed Russian President Vladimir Putin and barred Russian flights from American airspace on Tuesday in a State of the Union speech dominated by the crisis in Ukraine. Earlier in the day, on Thursday, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement said that it had paused deportation flights to Ukraine due to the ongoing humanitarian crisis. More than 1 million Ukrainians have fled and started to arrive in neighboring Central European countries since Russia invaded Ukraine on February the 24th. Via remote, this is VOA News. The United Nations nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, warned Thursday that Iran had increased its stockpile of uranium well beyond the limits established in the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, inching it closer to being capable of building a nuclear weapon. Highly enriched uranium can be refined to make nuclear weapons. The IAEA report estimates that as of February 19th, Iran's stockpile of all enriched uranium was roughly 3.2 metric tons, an increase of 707.4 kilograms. The report comes as senior diplomats from the original signatories of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, have been meeting in Vienna with Iranian officials since November, trying to reinstate the agreement. The IAEA says these latest uranium figures indicate that time may be running out for the negotiators, but it also noted that the figures could not be fully verified because of limits placed on the agency by Iran. Leaders of the so-called Quad Nations, the United States, India, Australia, Japan, agreed on Thursday that what is happening in Ukraine should not be allowed to happen in the Indo-Pacific. This according to the prime ministers of Japan and Australia. Quad representatives held a virtual meeting as concerns are increasing about Taiwan, a self-ruled island claimed by China. Taiwan has stepped up its alert level since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Taipei is wary of Beijing taking advantage of the distraction provided by Ukraine to move against Taiwan. A joint Quad statement said the leaders meant to reaffirm their commitment to a free, open Indo-Pacific, which sovereignty and territorial integrity of all states is respected. Well, few countries are more conflicted by the latest war in Europe than Pakistan, which purchases military tanks from Ukraine and was just agreed to import 2 million tons of wheat from Russia. A key non-NATO ally of the United States, Pakistan abstained from voting Wednesday on the UN General Assembly's resolution condemning Russia's invasion of its neighbor. So did 34 other countries, including three in South Asian in India, Sri Lanka, and Bangladesh. The Pakistani UN representative said Pakistan abstained because the resolution did not address some of Russia's security concerns. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.